Hi, and welcome to the Finally Pregnant podcast, the podcast for people who are finally pregnant after infertility and loss. I'm your host, Kat Strawbridge, and after almost 7 years trying, multiple rounds of fertility treatment, which have sadly included pregnancy loss, I am finally pregnant. Hi, Kat here. In October 2018, we finally found out we were pregnant, and this is the one we're bringing home. Since the start of this pregnancy, I have had a lot of people ask me where they can receive support if they are pregnant following infertility and loss. And the answer, right now, is that there isn't a lot of it that I've found. But if you have, please let me know. I'd really love to hear from you. You can find me at Instagram, at Trying Years, on Twitter, at Trying Years, or you can email me, kat@katstrawbridge.com. What I've learned over the last few months in particular is that when you get pregnant following infertility and loss, you can be too scared to look up and see what the future might hold, and especially to imagine it all going well. You don't want to tell anyone for fear of letting them down if it all goes wrong. You don't want to believe it's true until you see the pregnancy is in the right place, that you have a heartbeat, and that the little one, or more, is growing with each scan. You don't want to buy maternity clothes, even though everything is starting to feel a little bit snug. And you don't want to buy baby clothes or start thinking about the nursery for fear of jinxing anything. Never mind thinking about feeding, birthing, nutrition, hospital bags, pregnancy yoga, NCT, and all of that other stuff. And then when you do feel ready, there is a struggle to see yourself beside those who have got pregnant, shall we say, normally. So I've created the Finally Pregnant podcast, which is a place for you to hear the information that you need, some of which is specific to our community and some of which is relevant to all pregnancies. But you can find it here in a place that you feel safe. You'll hear from others who are at different stages of their miracle pregnancies, as well as from experts who kindly gave up their time to share their knowledge with us. There really is so much more that I could have covered. And I only hope that I'll be back for more after baby Bobcat is born and we're all settled into our new way of living. I want to take this opportunity to thank those who have offered me support and advice on putting this podcast together. I literally started with no idea what I was doing. So A, don't judge me too harshly. And B, if it goes well, take it as a reminder that you can do anything if you put your mind to it. I really hope this gives you exactly what you need and look forward to hearing from you with your feedback and ideas for future episodes. Please also make sure you subscribe and rate this podcast, and then join me next week where I'll be talking you through my own pregnancy story.